Hello, I'm Mark McCarty, the editor of the Marine Times newspaper, and you're very welcome to the Marine Times podcast for our March issue of the Marine Times, which will be in all good shops this week and is available online now at marinetimes.ie. There have been a lot of new developments around the coast recently, and the minister has been pictured breaking ground in Rosseville for the new quay development and pictured in Howth naming the new pier. And a lot of people have said to me, it's a wonder that I didn't get to call the new pier in Howth as the Fisher's Pier and not the actual fishing pier, is what the actual name is. But it made me think, who is it for? What is it for? I mean, there's capital expenditure being dished out for projects at our fishery harbour centres long after our fleets badly needed them. I mean, long after our fleets have disappeared, actually. One can only surmise that it's to aid the bounty our European partners are reaping from our seas. All these images of new developments around our harbours contrast starkly against the sad images of vessels being ripped apart after decommissioning. It stinks to high heaven. We should be warmly welcoming the development of our fishery harbour centres and improvements around the coast of smaller harbours for our inshore fleet. But how can you when you hear stories of fishing families being stripped of a tradition and eviscerated of employment opportunities? All because it is easier to make the Irish fishing industry disappear rather than fight for its existence and development. For God's sake, our politicians can't even say the term fishing families, can't even accept that generations of fishing families are being ethnically cleansed from our communities. But if there is even a whisper of something in the agriculture sector, the term farming families is bandied about as if it is a holy mantra. Would the farming family be excluded from important issues relating to their land? The wider fishing family were about the sea. As the spatial squeeze in our waters gathers pace between offshore wind farms and the proposal to make 30% of Irish waters marine protected areas, the fishing and seafood sector were excluded from the recent round of consultations on the General Scheme of Marine Protected Areas Bill 22. If our seas' main stakeholders are excluded, how can it be a proper consultation? I mean, where is the Taoiseach's promises now of taking a leading role in transforming the fishing sector? If the current state is transformative, in anum dei. So again, we ask, who and what is it all for? The cynics will say it's for the Europeans to land our fish easier. The conspiracy theorists will say it's for all the offshore wind farms. Our minister actually says the fishery harbour centres are accommodating an ever-increasing amount of diverse marine commercial business, including commercial cargo traffic, cruise liners, restaurants, and other leisure, tourism, and social activities. Says it all, really. One thing for certain is that there will always be Irish seafood caught and readily available for our supermarkets and restaurants. Sadly, we are looking at the situation where it will no longer be caught by Irish vessels. It will be caught by foreign fleets in Irish waters, landed at improved facilities in Irish ports, exported out of the country on improved road networks and shipped via excellent Irish port facilities to the European mainland, only for us to import our own fish back again. That is who and what is all for. Thank you for listening.